So when I was in daycare, when we used to go out back, there was this big hill, and we used to try and kick balls to the top of the hill, and we never could, you know, and I don't know why. It was just not enough foot power, just, you know, too young. But one day we started to learn about planets, and me and my homie Cam Patch, we went out back and we started yelling planet names followed by kick. So we had Mercury kick, Venus kick, you know, Jupiter kick, Mars kick. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name them all.
Uranus kick?
No, we don't say that at that age. And, you know, once we started doing Jupiter kicks, we started kicking the ball to the top of the hill. And it took us about a year of practice of doing those planet kicks. And I don't think it had anything to do with growing older. I think, you know, when you really set your mind on something and, you know, you start doing Mercury kicks and Venus kicks, you know, as hard as humanly possible, big things happen. You kick it onto the top of the hill. So I just want to let you know, Drake, that you could do anything you put your mind to.
Dude, I totally thought there was going to be a punchline to this story.
Nope.
Like, I thought one day you were going to go up to the top of the hill and you both were up there. Somebody finally kicked the ball all the way up there and you're going to be like, Uranus kick, and you kicked him right in the ass and he fell down the hill or something.
Have you seen the meme of the two people driving in the golf cart pretty fast? And he's like, yo, grab your ball. And the guy reaches over to grab the ball. And the guy puts his foot on his ass and kicks him off. Dude, that shit makes me laugh every single time.
Oh, that stuff's so funny. I used to mess around a lot like that when I golfed. Like, every now and then we would just unstrap each other's golf clubs out of our bags and – when the other person didn't know, and then you drive away and the whole bag would fall out. But that's like before you understand that even a shitty pair of golf clubs could be like $100.
And yeah,
you're
I was gonna say, if someone did that to my clubs now, I would knee them in the nuts.
Yeah. Well, we used to do that so often that my bag fell out one time and it just ended up being the shitty strap. And I screamed at my friend on the golf course because my driver snapped, fell out of the bag. And he was like, dude, I swear to God, it wasn't me. And I'm like, you've been doing that bullshit for 5 years.
I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to kill your family.
I went to so I was in the passenger side of the golf cart. I got so heated once I looked back and I saw that my driver shaft has snapped. And so I grabbed a golf ball and I went to throw it at my buddy in the other golf cart. But it hit the top of our golf cart and it hit the guy that was innocent driving in our golf cart. Everyone was actually innocent. Everyone was innocent. It was just and all they did was give me like a free two rounds because their cart sucked.
That's not, I mean, free two rounds. That's,
yeah, but there I was hoping like, you know, $70, which actually ended up being like $70, but still. I was gonna say my childhood story was far different and way embarrassing compared to your inspirational space kicks, planet kicks. I was going to say that I was dared to take a dump on a log across the street at a neighbor's house when I was like 6, and I did it, and I didn't think about the consequences, and I had to waddle home across the street, and my parents looked at me weird when I was walking funny with my pants back down. And I don't know if I ever told them why I waddled weird into the bathroom.
A little poop-mageddon.
Yeah.
I
thought you were going to have a funny story. It was just kind of weirdly inspirational. And that was what I had cooked up.
So I don't know why, but you know, when you said your story, I thought of this thing where we used to have to do these presentations in kindergarten, and there was like 8 of us holding this poster up. And one of the kids was like, hey, Brandon's been sick all day. And literally like 3 seconds after, he just looks over the sign and just pukes. And it was so funny. There's nothing more awkward than a little kid when they throw up because they just look around and they're like, fuck, like, this could set me back up the scale for, like, real bad.
Well, you're so embarrassed at school, and especially in elementary school or middle school, about everything, too. I remember somebody throwing up in class and just being like, wow. I'm so glad I am with them. Because then you throw up too, and you don't know the noise you're gonna make.
I scream when I throw up. Like, it's so bad.
I'm like, yeah. Dude, it's like the most unpleasant noise you can. You seen those videos of like a dog dry heaving?
Yeah.
That's me.
There is
absolutely no way. I want to say no way. I bet we could find it on the internet there, but I would say there's about no way to recover and look cool after you vomit.
No. Absolutely not.
You're just like, ugh. You're like, okay. especially at that age when you're just not cool at all.
Yeah.
You just go up in class, you're immediately embarrassed.
No, and then, I mean, if you do it in college, it's just your breath smells, because your breath already smells from the beer, mm-hmm. and then it's over.
Because how many times have we seen people probably do it outside at a party or at a bar or whatever? That's not – you're not recovering in a cool way. You're just like, that person's disgusting now, but
yeah.
Keep partying with them.
I wish we all threw up like we did when we were babies. Like, someone would just be standing there, and all of a sudden they just bam, just it would just come out just kind of on their shirt. They're like, ah, oh, shit. I threw up.
I got a video like that today of my nephew. He's playing all nice with the stuffed animal, and you get no signs that anything bad's about to happen. And he's just like, and it just, you know, it's just all over, and he's just goes on with his day like nothing ever happened.
You have to at that point. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Well, they're not smart enough to do anything else. They're so dumb.
So dumbasses, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What's your kid's IQ? 12 or something?
Maybe 4. 12 if they're lucky.
Yeah, so that wasn't even a part of what we want to talk about. But once you get in, there's childhood stories are where it's at. As long as you had not absolutely terrible childhood.
Yeah. and as long as your childhood wasn't the crowded room.
Yeah.
Then hopefully you got some good funnies to tell.
Yeah.
I feel like that was probably the – obviously, you're so innocent as a kid. And if we sat and thought about everything – that we did as a kid or some funny stuff, we probably didn't even think a lot of stuff was funny back then that was happening. But if we looked back on some stuff that we did, it might've just been weird or funny.
No, absolutely.
We might have to do an entire pod and just think about everything. And
we have
and
to
see if we can pull some funny stuff up.
Absolutely. And now while we're thinking of funny stuff pulled up, I'm more thinking of funny stuff pushed out. It just came out recently that Lizzo went on a nice trip to Amsterdam. And you know what? I've never been to Amsterdam, but I'm sure, you know, it's mostly anything goes. But what doesn't go is forcing your backup dancers to eat bananas out of prostitutes' vaginas.
Yeah. Well.
So Lizzo's facing the heat. And apparently she was also fat shaming her dancers, which is just mean. But nothing compares to having to eat a banana out of a prostitute's vagina. I don't know if I would do that with – I'm not even going to finish that sentence.
I wish you did, but I get it if you don't. So I'll first say that there's so much to unpack here.
Yeah.
First of all, what does forced mean? You know, the only way I could see her actually being – because you know, once you're older, there's peer pressure and stuff. Yeah, sometimes depending on how the peer pressure is.
Oh, pause! I gotta get my brownies out. Yeah.
So, Hunter has the whole weekend to revert back to being a complete bachelor. His lady is out, and he's starting his.
I gotta do the toothpick trick to see if they're done.
He's starting his long weekend. By making brownies. No. You would assume what kind of brownies. I have a feeling they're...
Yeah, I can't get the toothpick out. There we go.
They're probably regular brownies. He's too dumb to make any other kind. But yeah. So he gets the whole weekend to be gross, to live bachelor style again, and to have any sort of weird meals before you have the lady. I've never messed up on brownies.
Sorry. Well, I have to put another 2-minute timer on.
I heard something was going on in there, man.
I know.
I don't ever actually. Well, I put an initial timer on, then I'd just be standing around.
Well, I didn't want to just stand around.
But you can't now.
Exactly. So, pretty soon I'm going to have that.
Lizzo.
Lizzo.
What is forced really mean? Because, like I said, as you grow up, there's peer pressure and shit. The only way I could see her, with what we know, see her being guilty of any actual legal issues, is if she was maybe threatened to, like, fire them or something, right? Otherwise, just saying, do this, bitch, or whatever, you're fat.
I think it was like, I'm going to give you $2,500 to shove this banana or eat that banana that's in there. Also, yeah. Why isn't a banana? Like
extortion or something?
Why a banana? Because a perfectly ripe banana is, like, kind of hard. But wouldn't you be worried about it just, like, mushing up in there?
Well.
Call it Banana Foster.
Nice.
Do you think if they get, like, bits on their face from, you know, having to eat that banana, it's called banana cream pie?
I don't think what's on their face is the banana cream pie. I think the stripper holds the banana cream pie.
Facts. So yeah, we're going to see how that story goes, because she's actually getting charged. So
I did see that she hired a lawyer that has repped Charlie Sheen, Johnny Depp, currently Jonah Hill, Chris Brown.
So you know she did it. Now it's just, can she get out?
And Bill Cosby. So this guy probably gets paid the big bucks. Dude, that was a 2-minute timer.
That was 2 minutes right there. Wow. All right, I'm going to wait another 15 seconds, finish your thought, and then I'm going to run over, take it out, and call it a day.
We're just gonna have to update this as we go to see what her thoughts were, because it said shot out of the strippers. First of all, talented strippers. I wonder if Lizzo was going to pay them too.
She probably did.
Or did pay them, yeah. I guess they're strippers, so definitely did.
I'm just glad it was fruit. Potassium's good for you. They weren't cramping. Overall, could have been better, could have been worse. I'm going to give Lizzo a C+.
Fair. Go get your brownies, dude.
Yeah, I just want to make sure they cook
unless
enough.
They were they, I was about, so
they had the little tip of the toothpick still had some chocolate there.
I would have taken them out then.
Oh, you're crazy. But I am going to take them out now.
Yeah, so they're going to get a little hard still after you take them out. I'm okay with the gooey. I almost actually prefer it. Hunter's going to get these dry, fluffy-ass brownies. And I would, if he brought them to a party, I would eat them. I don't know if I'd smile. I definitely would. I don't even know if I could pretend that I liked them. Hey, what's
brownies,
up?
Brownies, baby. Brownie.
My back, you're all good?
Yep, I'm all good, and I'm not getting up.
I'm sure they're going to be great. You're going to have to tell me how they are.
They're really good.
Get them while they're hot. Get them while they're hot, son. Come on.
So, are you a whipped cream on brownies guy? Or are you an ice cream with brownies guy? Or both?
So, I'm just such a big Mr. Chocolate man that I'll eat brownies with absolutely anything. I actually don't know if I've ever heard of eating whipped cream with brownies, but I imagine it'd be good. I've done the powdered sugar.
Okay.
Powdered sugar brownies. That's tasty. I do get the Choco Brownie Extreme Blizzard almost every time I go to Dairy Queen, or I'll get like the brownie, the hot brownie sundae. So
I'm sure that's great for your IBS.
Dude, I just went to the doctor the other day for the first time in maybe 8 years. just because my shoulders are hurting. I found out that my right shoulder, this bone protrudes from, you know, an injury I had in high school. And he's like, did you ever do PT or anything? And I said, like, just enough so I could play from football, so I could play baseball. And he was like, yeah, it definitely looked like it healed super weird, and you're going to have arthritis. I was like, that's sick. But I taught I go, and he sees on my chart, he said, oh, you have IBS. Is it diarrhea or constipation? I said, neither. I don't have either of those. My stomach just hurts. You remember back in college, I thought my appendix was bursting because it's down in the bottom. It was down in the bottom, right? Yeah. I went to the hospital and they said, no, you have irritable bowel syndrome, son. What are you doing at the hospital? And then they went ahead and they gave me pain pills. They gave me pain pills for IBS.
That's what happens when you go to the Bowling Green doctor. Exactly. You just have to get your bachelor's and you can be like a surgeon there.
Yeah.
The guy was like,
associate's degree, huh? You ready to make a cut? You ready to cut somebody open?
But I'm glad you were able to pull off that heist.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what happened with those things.
I want to hear about this, the second thing down, this little story right here.
Oh, yeah, Sarah. So, well, I got pulled over yesterday. I'll start off this. Yeah, I got pulled over yesterday. So I was merging on the highway right by my house. And it's one of those long ones where you can see it's like rounded. So you can see the highway and people can see you getting on from a long distance. By the time, if it's longer, by the time I get to the highway, I like to be going about the speed limit. Yeah. And you try to time it up. But there was a car. And at the time, I didn't see that there was a cop behind the car that I was trying to decide how I was going to go on with. And so they weren't slowing down. And I think they were afraid, looking back, to brake in front of a cop, which is stupid, right? So we're going neck and neck. I end up speeding up and going 70 miles an hour on the 65 miles an hour highway to get in front of them. Because they don't slow down or anything. They just keep going 66 miles an hour the whole time, which pissed me off because I didn't see the cop yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, this asshole won't just let me on the highway, right? So then I'm driving and I see I'm going to 70 miles an hour. It's like, all right, I'm gonna slow down to 68. And then I'm going 68 and I see a cop go all the way over to the left side. I'm like, oh, don't fucking get me, dude. Like, if you pull me over for going 70, that's weird. 5 miles an hour over. So I was only going a couple exits up, but he got me before I got there. So he got over real quick, pulled me over, and he was so chill, walked up, and he pulled me over because he said that when you're getting on the highway, it's your job to yield to everybody else. I'm like, dude, cars were butts to nuts. I wanted to say you were butts to nuts right behind him. How was I going to squeeze? I went for my shot. But, you know, when you get pulled over, you kind of want to be a bitch and just say whatever. Yeah, I know. I said it was just bad timing. I didn't know that I had to yield, though. That was the first time I've ever been let off with a warning after I got pulled over. And I think it's because he saw my baby in the back.
So we had both had weird car days yesterday because I got hit yesterday.
No way.
Yeah. Did
you have a car?
No, I was in Jazz's car. She was home, though, and I drove to work, and then I was driving home through this tunnel that runs under Boston.
Yeah.
And there had been basically bumper-to-bumper traffic before the tunnel, and then it sped up for a little bit in the tunnel. And then I was rounding this. So there's three lanes. I was in the left lane, and I was, like, veering off to the left. And I was rounding the corner, and I saw a brake light, so I, like, started to slow down, like, not like slam on the brakes at all, but I definitely had to like press on the brakes.
Yeah.
And by the time my like car stopped, I like looked up in my mirrors because something caught my eyes, and this car I just saw barreling towards me from behind.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that car is not stopping. So
did
I just
try to speed up.
No, there was a car in front of me.
You couldn't. Yeah.
There was a car stopped in front of me, so I just slammed on the brakes, like held the brakes as hard as I could. And I could hear them like slam on the brakes, you know, at the last second. Then they just boom right in the back of the car. And the funny thing is their car looked way more fucked up than Jazz's car. Jazz's car got like not much damage at all.
And it was all their fault, right?
Yeah, it was completely their fault. But it was my first car accident. So I was like, huh, Made it pretty far.
Were you a little jarred at first? Like,
no, because he didn't hit me very hard. Like, it was almost funny the way it. Shout out Honda. When he hit me, dude, I was like, it felt like a bumper. It was like less impact than a bumper car at like the at a theme park.
She got an SUV.
Honda CRV. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good enough.
Yeah. So weird car days.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks. I know. It'd be weird not talking to you every day.
Yeah. People don't fucking pay attention on the road. So this had to be maybe 2 months ago. Sarah got pulled over. She texted me because I think she cut through is a weird reason she got pulled over. It's not super relevant. She like cut through a parking lot, and so the cop just followed her. It seemed like maybe he didn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
But she got pulled over, and she texted me like when the cop was trailing her. It was one of those. He was probably running her place, and she's like, I think I'm about to get pulled over. So I don't talk to her. And then she calls me after, and she's, yeah, I got pulled over, blah, blah, blah. Let her go. It was no big deal. She told me that when she got pulled over, she opened the glove box to get her registration, and some of those little fireball shooters fell out.
Yeah.
So I was like, and she's like, it wasn't a big deal. I told them that they were yours or whatever. And I was like, okay.
My husband's an alcoholic, but I don't drink.
Yeah, and so I think she had time to collect her thoughts and say, tell me what she wanted to say or what she said to the officer. And so a couple days ago, we were having a conversation, and she goes, Drake, you really need to get those fire – now that I'm thinking about it, you need to get those fireball shots out of the car. I was like, oh, yeah, because I got them from a bachelor party or something. They're not opened or anything, so it is what it is, but I should probably get them out of the car. And I was like, oh, yeah, you got pulled over with those on. And I kind of forgot about the story. So I said, what did you tell him again? And she goes, so the cop pulls up, and she the fireball shots fall out, and he goes, oh, fireball. And she goes, oh, I don't like dark liquor. Like – So that's the real story. She says, I don't like dark liquor. So she's like, oh, no, I wouldn't drink and drive and drink Fireball. I don't like dark liquor, you know? She's like, but these – she grabs these little – she's like, but these tequila.
Yeah, these are the shit. Are good.
So I think it was like a panic response. It was like, oh, these are my husband's. I don't like dark liquor. The cop's probably like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, what if he was just like snitch and just walked away?
Yeah. Well, she got off with a warning, but she just told me that the other day, and I'm thinking, you did not tell me that at first. You just told me you told the cop they were mine, but she had, you know, vomit. What is it? Like word vomit?
Word vomit, like, yeah. Oh,
I wouldn't drink these. I don't like dark liquor.
I don't like dark liquor. So he'd be
like, okay, what else do you have in the car?
Jesus. That's good.
That shit was funny.
Those are Fireball. I decided I want to talk about Utopia in a separate like mini pod that I'm just going to record.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that, because I'll give my thoughts on you can do that on your own. I'll give my thoughts on that in general. I listen to way more of Post Malone's, which he's almost genreless. He's almost like across multiple genres.
Post?
There's like a little bit of like pop. You know, he can rap. I would say he's more poppy now, I guess, but a lot of his stuff is even more somber at times.
Yeah.
I feel like I was always surrounded by rap music and everything and growing up even and in college, and I can tell when it's a good rap song, and I will love to like fucking vibe to it, but I don't know if it's the phase in my life or whatever, but I almost never have rap on anymore.
Yeah.
And so I listen to some of Travis Scott, and I say, oh, this is good music, but I don't listen to it. And so I imagine that Post Malone, because I have Spotify, and so Spotify puts out every week or whatever, or when there's like a debut album, they put out the top album, debut album, and the top debut songs, like top 10 debut songs.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how fucking popular Travis Scott was. So he was the number one debut album. The Post Malone was number two. And yeah. Every single one of the top 10 songs was Travis Scott.
Yeah, I think I saw like, it was like a 19 song album. I think all 19 of them were like the top 20 songs or something.
Yeah, that's insane. And so that's why it almost makes you want to listen a little bit more. Just at least to a couple so I can throw a couple new songs in my arsenal, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, I've talked to a couple of my friends or a bunch of my friends about it, and a couple of them definitely didn't like it, and there's definitely a lot of hate about it online. I think it's hard when you wait 5 years to drop an album, no matter what, when you're such a big artist, because the expectations were just so high. But I do think this album, like his other albums, is going to age well. Like, I think people will just keep listening to it, because that's what I find myself doing is like, I don't love every song on it, but there's a part in every song that I love.
Dude, well, he started to put out such different music that it was almost immediate when he put his last albums out. Especially, what was it? What was the one in college? The
Birds in the Trap. Not,
yeah.
Yeah. Did you listen to Brian McKnight by Turvis Scoot?
See, there it is. But it was like when that album came out, it was almost immediately you heard a song and it was like, oh, this shit's good.
That album was a perfect album to be in college while it came out for.
Yeah, definitely. And so I think he raised his own expectations because he put out a new type of like a new sound pretty much. And so you have almost an expectation of what you're going to get from him and everything. I'll let you rattle your thoughts off on that. We don't have to keep talking about it. But from my end, I need to keep listening to throw a couple of new songs in that. So, you know, when we're riding around.
Yeah. It was very Kanye-like. It was very Yeezus-like, the whole album. And it was super heavily Kanye-influenced without Kanye actually being on it, ironically. But it was good.
I wonder if he was cut out at all. Oh, dude. They came out with a couple pieces of information for the new Fantastic Four, finally.
They did?
So rumor is that Adam Driver, the MCU really, really wants him to play Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, and he already turned it down. Mm-hmm. But they're begging him to play it still. So did you watch Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Remember Eddie Munson, the long hair?
Yeah.
He's going to play Johnny Storm.
So really?
Yeah. I think it'll be pretty good because he's like a bit of a smart ass and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Vanessa Kirby. I know she's in like the new Mission Impossibles, but I don't think I've seen anything that she's been in.
I don't know
who
that is.
She's going to play Sue Storm.
What's her name? Vanessa what?
Kirby with a K.
I mean, she's no Jessica Alba.
Well, I don't think anybody's Jessica Alba, but she's pretty hot still. I don't know much about her. I mean, I think the MCU is trying to go for like actual good actors and actresses.
Whoa, is that a shot at Alba?
Oh no, dude. She's great, but they weren't gonna, you know, recast her or whatever.
Yeah,
they're probably gonna bring her ass back in either Deadpool or Secret Wars, though. So, and then they said the main villain's gonna be Galactus. They did confirm that. And the quote is, they're looking for an overweight, bald white man to play the Thing.
Should do the other guy from Stranger Things, Hopper. He's not bald, but like...
Yeah, could be. I mean, you can make anybody bald.
Yeah.
But he's not fat. Ben Gunn's kind of chunky.
Oh, dude, they need to be like fat?
Apparently, that's what they're looking for. But I thought that was nice. Nice news.
One of the guys that works in my office is pretty fat.
Is he bald?
No.
Oh. What if he just shaved his head and sent it in to Kevin Feige? And he's like, we're hiring this guy.
They're like, no, they're like, too fat, not bald enough. Too bald, not fat enough. Like, they're just absolutely hurting these people.
Not your friend, though.
Nope.
He's in.
What about Kevin? Kevin Malone.
Oh, dude, he could do it. I think
the Thing right. Walks in. I'm gonna get you.
Yeah. Less word, dude. Trick. Honestly, I had the Browns on TV. The Browns are playing the Jets. It's so I used to live like 15 minutes away from the Hall of Fame Stadium, and this was 2 years ago now to about the day. 2 years ago, Troy Polamalu got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and on the way back from, I think he was leaving Canton to probably go wherever, you know, he lived, and Sarah left for the day and went to go to Starbucks, and she calls me. She goes, "I think I just met some guy with long hair that was kind of important because people were asking to take pictures of him," and immediately I'm like, Troy Polamalu got inducted. So I sent her a picture. She goes, "Oh yeah, that was him." She met Troy Polamalu randomly in a it's not super random, but in a Starbucks on his way after he just got inducted from the Hall of Fame, and she had no idea. She's like, "He was the nicest guy."
You know,
soft voice.
You know, it would make the Hall of Fame way more interesting. Is it instead
and only one got inducted?
Instead of inducting people, they abducted people.
Like there was only a certain amount of spots.
No, abducted people. Like, you don't get inducted. They come find you and fucking grab you and bring you into a van. And then when you just, like, pop out and you're at the Hall of Fame. You know, like, abducted? Is that... Yeah. That's correct,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, abducted, not abducted.
Well, I was saying ab, so, like, you could hear what I was saying.
Dude, you have a fucking microphone in front of you. Why wouldn't I hear it?
Well, I don't know you. I don't know me. I was just making sure I pronounce it. Abducted.
Yeah, you sound like
abducted.
You sound like you went a time machine and went to Minnesota, grew up, and tried to say somebody got abducted.
Man, abducted.
I've never been more confused by anything you've ever done before. I'm thinking that maybe you meant aliens came down. Oh, you got in the Hall of Fame, and now they're taking you up to space or something. They just got abducted.
I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna get you.
My long, skinny fingers.
Dude, you got them Gumby things.
Yeah.
You're strapped. So, Joe Thomas is getting inducted. Pretty cool because the Browns are playing and whatnot. However, I'm getting the football vibes already. I know it's shitty preseason, but I was saying earlier, the only good thing about this game. So, first of all, actually, it was awesome to have like that Sunday night countdown or whatever before the game actually started. So
yeah,
that like really got me in the mood. And then you know it's gonna be a shitty game, but it's still, you know, it's football. If you're not gonna have it, I don't have anything to watch right now. So
yeah, no, football being all the way back is great.
Yeah. But got me back in the mood. I was thinking that maybe we do our little predictions. Little prediction. We can do them for our own teams and then do an overall, you know, overall prediction what we think might happen, and then maybe a little weird or bold prediction. Something a little weird.
All right. I can give you my bold prediction.
Okay.
Right, my bold prediction is Bijan Robinson leads the NFL in scrimmage yards. The Falcons have Ritter's not the answer. He is not the answer. He's not going to be that good. They have some weapons, but not many. They're just going to feed Bijan, not just through rushing, but he's going to catch a lot of passes, screen passes and
so
stuff.
So that's, I think, how he would have to do. I could see him having like an 1,000, you know, catching like receiving yard season and even 1,000 yard rushing or something like that.
He gets like 1,400 rushing, 1,500 rushing, and then 800, 900, or 700, 800.
I know there's 17 games now, but 1,300 rushing and maybe 1,000 receiving. Because I'm wondering with what's going on with running backs, because they also have Algier still too, and he was 1,000 yard back last year. So I wonder if they'll even have Bijan be more of like a Christian McCaffrey type, because I've been seeing videos of him making catches and stuff.
Yeah.
So what if they like dial him back a little bit, at least on the carries, you know, at certain times.
He's going to get a lot of touches though.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all. But I even saw ETN said the other day, because I know we talked about running backs, but he was like, "The market is what the market is." He said, "Look at C-Mac. He got his deal, and it's because he's a receiver." He's like, "It's just because the NFL is changing. If you want to be more valuable, to make yourself a running back receiver, you know, like
literally
that type, because Nick Chubb got paid because he was awesome right away and we could use him. But if you're strictly a running downhill running back, then you're not going to get paid unless you're good. Like, you show you're good right away.
Yeah, you got to be elite.
But, dude, Bijan's probably going to be good, and they're going to be fucking feeding that man the ball.
Yeah. ETN could lead the league, too. He's one of those guys, too. The Jags are going to be good this year. Calvin Ridley looks nasty.
Yeah, I think they're going to be pretty good. I think Trevor Lawrence is pretty good. I saw – who are they playing? They're playing a shit team, like, the first week of the season. And depending on how that goes, I could see – I don't know. Every time I watch Trevor Lawrence, he just seems so steady. He's never done anything that makes me be like, oh, that dude's so good.
Yeah.
But he's going to be – he's going to be
– They probably play the Texans the first game.
I think they play the Colts.
They do play the Colts.
Anthony Richardson just, like, lights their ass up first game.
Yep.
That's my bold. If Anthony Richardson starts, that's my bold
prediction. I was going to say, I don't know if he's going to start the first prediction. Week.
If not, then they'll rail Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
So I'll give my predictions. I don't want to say the Chiefs. I think the Bills could do it this year. This is going to be unofficial predictions until I can actually think about it.
Till preseason's over, because wait, people are going to get injured.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's. I'm gonna. Bills, 49ers in the Super Bowl. But the 49ers are so tough.
I'm going to say Bengals and 49ers.
I would love to see the 49ers get there basically by committee and just having a competent quarterback. I mean, that's what they did with Jimmy G.
I think the Cowboys are actually going to be good this year.
I mean, they were good last year. It's just, I don't know, they flame out or whatever, and I think it would be probably great for football if the Cowboys at least got to, like, the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Although you'd have insufferable, you know, Cowboys fans.
America's team.
However, dude, so I think you and I and our fan bases, the Browns and the Patriots, have the toughest divisions in the league, in the whole league. So it's you got to think about it. Most people are probably thinking that the Patriots and the Jets and the Browns and the Steelers are the worst in their division, but it's possible for three of those teams in each division to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking one has to be left out, I saw somebody say they thought they were underrating the Browns and the Jets, and they started laughing because they said, look, historically, if you're going to underrate any two teams in the entire league, it's going to be the Browns and the Jets. Why would that be surprising? And I get it. But it all rests on Deshaun Watson and Mac Jones this year, I feel like. Because you know the Patriots' defense is going to be awesome.
Yeah. I think their offense is going to be good, dude. I'm cautiously optimistic because Bill O'Brien is actually an offensive genius. And I've been actually paying attention to their training camp. And they've had some days still where the defense wins, but like you just said, the Patriots do have a really good defense. So it's kind of an iron sharp and iron thing. But the last 2 days, the offense has been lighting them up, and Mac Jones looked really good. Dude. But the only thing is, the problem is with him, he's a really accurate thrower and a good thrower, but our offensive line still is not that good.
Really?
And if he gets sacked, it's... That's how teams used to beat Brady. If you could rush three and get to Brady, you could beat
Patriots. Dude, they used to get right through the middle. If you could get up pressure in the middle on Tom Brady because he was so slow,
done.
Trashed.
Done. So, like, that's going to be huge this year, is seeing how our line does, but also seeing if Matt can, like, help out, you know, scramble a little bit.
Yeah, he took a little step back last year. Are you guys working on laterals a little bit? Is Mac Jones working on tackling drills a little bit?
Well, we got rid of Jacoby Myers.
So, yeah, he got paid though, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he got paid. Yeah. But we gave Juju like the same exact contract that he got from the Raiders.
Mm.
But I think they're equal players.
Juju's such a Patriots receiver though.
He's not. He used to do TikTok.
No, not from characteristic wise, from what he'll do.
Oh, I know.
if you take a number two receiver, Juju from the Steelers, he was awesome. But if he's got to be number one, he's proven, you know, he's probably not going to do that. Although he was good on the Chiefs last year by committee or whatever. But he's like a thicker dude. He'll block, and Bill Belichick's probably like, yeah.
Oh, he loves that shit.
I want this boy to block.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited for football and fantasy. Hey,
me too. I think Deshaun Watson is going to he'll be if he's got to be better than last year. If we can win 10 games, let's see how it goes. I'm not going to be the typical delusional Browns fan and say we're going to beat the Ravens and the Bengals this year for the division title, but I legitimately, depending on what Kenny Pickett does too, it's anybody's division.
Yeah, sure is. But as once we get closer, we'll have to do a full prediction.
Yeah, we'll have
get
to
some
do
slates
a
going.
Real one, because I need to actually look into it.
Yeah,
I know you don't like it, but I told you the other day, I for some reason just didn't care for Josh Allen, and then I saw him on a podcast, and I hate seeing players on podcasts and documentaries that I have something against for no reason, because then it makes them a human for me. And then you actually find out that they're kind of a good person, or they're funny, or they're chill, or whatever, like Josh Allen. It's like, damn it, now I like Josh Allen. And then I look, and like, they have such a shitty history too, and their fan base is like pretty similar to Cleveland. So it's like, I should be root for them as long as I'm, you know, it's not over the Browns. But
yeah,
we'll be making another one.
Yeah, you little poverty franchises.
I know, dude. It's so tough. We got one championship in Cleveland, you know, with LeBron here, and that we're okay for another 52 years. Hey, if you have any actual weird or another inspiring kid story, right now is the time to tell it.
Off the top of my head, I can do one. So we used to have a, not even a sand box, like a huge sand pile, like in this corner by in our daycare. And there's a bunch of, you know, like tractors.
Your parents just dropped you off on a corner.
No, it sounds bad, but it was sick. It's like a whole playground and everything. Mm-hmm. But they had this like sand
downtown
corner.
Chicago.
And she used, Miss Lori, the daycare person, used to drop a bunch of those little blue jewels. She'd like dig them into the sand thing before. And then if you found one throughout the day, you would like get like a sticker, like get an extra piece of bread. She made fire bread, by the way.
bread.
Oh, dude, it's like sweet bread. So good.
That does bread.
So anyway, I can distinctly remember this one kid. We'll leave off names as we were 4 years old probably. And this kid looked over, he's like, look what I found a gem. And like without any sort of hesitation, I just grabbed a fistful of sand and just threw it at him. And he went, my eyes. I got in trouble.
That was jealous rage.
That was absolute jealous rage. I wanted the bread,
so,
dude.
So are you guys all digging through it, or are you guys casually playing?
No, we were all digging through at that point. Like, there was a couple of us just kind of digging.
And there was, like, anxiety. Like, I need to find these before somebody else. I need to get some of that sweet, sweet Miss Lori bread.
Yeah, one more. My neighbor across the street, so he's 3 years younger than me, but we were in the same daycare. When he was probably, like, three, and I was probably, like, no, two, probably, like, two, I don't know, two or three, and I was probably like five or six. I was sitting on the swing on the porch playing my Game Boy Advance, and he kept running circles around me, just going, just being annoying. So I let him do it a bunch of times, and eventually I took my arm and I went boom right into his stomach, and it knocked the wind out of him completely. And Miss Lori ran over, dude, and she grabbed my arm and fucking walked me over to the trash can, grabbed the Game Boy out of my hand, and just whipped it into the trash can. And then said, like, some shit, some mean stuff, where I was already like, okay, I'm about to cry or something.
Yeah. That's so funny. As a kid, you do something. So, first of all, Miss Lori probably thought you're an asshole.
No, she loved me.
Okay.
She was a great person.
That's why she hated She hated
yelling. I punched the kid in the stomach.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
I had to. Kid was being annoying.
You had to, and then she had to, and she wasn't happy that she had to.
But yeah.
Tossing the Game Boy is
I didn't even get to save it, dude.
Dude. Honestly, for a while there, I thought that I was going to be, like, a pitcher, or I was going to go all the way to the MLB when I was, like, 7 years old. I had a kid up the street that used to, like, pick on me a little bit, and he ended up being one of my good friends growing up, but he used to pick on me a lot. I couldn't ride my bike past him without him acting like he was going to run the street and beat me up. And, dude, and I was extremely undersized. Like, my, you know, I
was going to say, you,
dude, I'm like Darren Sproles right now.
You'd be terrifying on a mound in the MLB.
Right now. And so one day I was kind of afraid and I was eating an apple. I was like, I'm only going to eat half of this apple just in case he decides to run up on me. And because he pushed me off my bike before.
Jesus Christ.
And he started coming up at me. And so I fucking darted this half-eaten apple right at his nose. And that shit just blew up with blood. Immediately.
When you have like a little kid, if you have a bully or something, if you make their nose bleed, it's over for them. And if you get a nosebleed, it's done. You're like,
I think after that was when we were friends. We started being cool.
He's like, I gotta respect Draker. He's gonna beat the piss out of me with an apple again.
Mad respect, dude. Yeah. Mad respect. It was just he needed humbled by somebody. He's like, oh, dude, this dude's chill. He's so chill. He's got a fucking aim too.
This dude is sick at sports, bro.
Yeah,
Dude, yeah. I hate not being able to say what's on my mind all the time.
He had glasses too, and I think I fucked those up. I probably threw it 23 miles an hour right into his soft 9-year-old nose. Just bloodied it. Oh my God.
Unreal. Well, that was supposed to be a quick pod. I could do stories about childhood all day. So
yeah, next pod we might have to. We'll come back in 4 weeks, maybe with a bit of a NFL thing. Actual predictions. We don't actually really even talk about sports on here, so.
No.
Because we're bad at it. So.
Yeah.
Coming up soon.
That was pretty good. So, thanks for wasting an extra 17 minutes of my time.
Hey, Jupiter, kick.
Dude, go outside. On the golf course next time, just go Venus swing. I guarantee you'll hit it farther than you ever knew.
I'm gonna have somebody record me doing it, or I'm just gonna. We should do that. I'm gonna have somebody record it. Do it. I'll post it.
I'm playing tomorrow. I could do it.
You definitely should. Just set it up on the tee box
marker. I'm gonna be like, I'm just gonna not gonna tell my friend what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna be like, yo, can you just record my swing? I just need to see how I'm doing. Mars swing.
Dude, you definitely should. And then if they start doing it, the second one of them says Uranus swing, be like, dude, you're fucking done. We don't say that.
That's the one we don't say.
Yeah, you're done.
Or Pluto now. Because that it was a planet back then, but now it's not. So
it's still out there, though.
I gotta go. I'm gonna play some Fortnite.
See you, brother.
Later, brother.